One place loomed large for Kevin Shortsleeve during the summers of his childhood, the beach.
I'm thinking about what the beach meant to me as a kid. Let's say the most important thing first. The beach is what a sandbox wants to be when it grows up. And sandcastle builders obtain a sophisticated knowledge of the various textures of sand, seeking like master potters the ideal moistness of this wondrous building material. But on the beach, fantasy extends beyond seashell-topped towers. At the beach, one must always keep a wary eye out for giant shark fins and pirate ships. Digging up a chest of buried treasure is perhaps the main reason any kid digs any hole, especially at the beach. And here at the beach, sand dunes can transport us to the Sahara Desert, or we can lay strewn about in the surf like castaways on Robinson Crusoe's island, where we become forlorn survivors peering over the desolation at a hot dog stand. For me, there have been only a few moments in my life when I thought, life is perfect right this minute. One of those rare times was when I was a child at the beach. The sun was just setting, my bare feet were sunk in the warm sand. In one hand, I held a paper bag filled with penny candy. In the other, I held a rubber band-powered balsa wood airplane. A soft breeze was picking up, and the sky behind me was dipping to a velvety blue. Most people gaze on a beachscape with a certain reverence and wonder. But what is it about this classic image, green land leading to a white beach leading to a blue sea? Why has this image long been so popular for artists? One way to think about this archetypal beachscape is to understand it as a metaphor for life, death, and the world beyond. The green land is the realm of humans, while the beach is like a desert devoid of life. And amid that dead sand, we find seashells, the homes of creatures that once lived but no longer do. And then in the water we see another world, an alien world where mortals may not live. As we stand on the beach then, we stand on the brink between two worlds, one human, one non-human. And perhaps we are moved by how easily we slip between these two worlds and occupy for a time the thin desert that divides them. Did I think this as a child? No. But like other kids, the beach held a certain awe for me that went deeper than sandcastles and hot dogs. Beaches were the edges of the world, and we could only gaze at such a scene and wonder.